Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. Milestone episode today, it's episode 900, getting closer and closer to that 1000th episode here. And look, in my life, in my business, every single day, I'm striving to achieve that next level, that that next moment of success, identifying what are the key things that I need to be doing for myself every day to keep myself getting high performance outcomes and so forth. And over this past month, obviously, I've gone through a hell of a lot. I've lost my 15-year-old daughter to anorexia nervosa. I have been managing all my client schedules and just the grief of losing a daughter, managing, to support my eldest daughter. And there's just so many different unexpected things that have occurred, as I spoke about in yesterday's episode, that I just wouldn't have expected to happen from the loss of my daughter. And I guess what I didn't expect is the amount of attention that it has brought. And, I've got to find a way to continue to manage my own grief and help support my own daughter. But all of a sudden, I've been thrust into the spotlight in this space of eating disorders and so forth. And it's coincided with the federal government announcing, and I think they're making some announcements today at the time of recording this about some funding specifically for eating disorders and how that's going to be used. And so my daughter was mentioned in Parliament last week because a friend that she made while she during one of the hospital visits anyway, her friend reached out to her local independent parliamentarian to talk about how saddened she was that her friend has passed away from anorexia and how the system kind of failed. And so then that has, because me being Olivia's dad, has just thrust me into the spotlight, which I could have said no to, but I said, no, I want to have a voice here for my daughter, and so we can make a difference for other young girls. Well, it's boys as well, but it more harshly, hits girls. So, today at the time of recording this, I've gone to get the paper, and they've done a full page article in the Herald Sun, which is a big selling newspaper here in Melbourne. And it's got a few photos of my daughter. It's got a big photo of myself with her friend, Katia. We went to the park yesterday to do those photos. On the way home from that, I was interviewed by the ABC, and they then printed their article today as well online. And theirs is way more edgy. Like theirs is, I guess, critical of, the system and so forth. It's quite edgy. And so I've asked them to connect me with other, like the TV parts within their organisation, so that we can get a bigger story out here. Because, the paper's out today and it's, it's there. Tomorrow, it's all new stories. And how do you keep the conversation going and the story going and the awareness going? So that I was talking to the media yesterday. Oh, actually, it was the media. I know, I've had so many different conversations, but I was talking to them yesterday, someone, and said, look, if we gave the hospital, say, $1 million, where does that go? Like, specifically for eating disorders, all it would do is say, well, maybe they'd buy a different brand of processed food to give the kids. I mean, there's not going to be anything that's going to be fundamentally different to what they do unless somebody stands up and says, we need to do something really different here. And there's not one simple solution here. It's hard to diagnose. It's hard to solve. And engaging our young children to be champions of change, advocates of change, is really, really difficult. And so, I'm always up for a challenge, and I don't think that there's one thing that I'm going to do that is going to solve this problem. It's like saying, okay, well, let's do this and that'll solve cancer. No, I mean, what do they do for cancer? They raise money for research and throw a heap of money at happy scientists because they're like, great, we've got all this money and we'll just keep trying different things. We may solve it, we may not. But with eating disorders, I think it's got to be tackled from a lot of different perspectives. So I've also reached out to two MPs today, politicians, to connect with them, share a story, get momentum. And with that those voices and momentum, we can get some change. I've got a meeting later today with one of the head doctors at Monash. I've also got a meeting planned for reaching out to a media chief of staff of one of them. The local politicians, well, actually not in my electorate, but in Cartier's, to try and get some connection to other like media outlets, to TV production companies, etc., etc. It's all about introductions, right? So and all of that has happened in the last 4 days, and I just would not have anticipated it. It's distracting me from, I guess, grieving, but it's also helping me focus on something that can make a difference and something that Liv, my daughter, would be proud of. And so I'm coming back to, how has that all of a sudden just happened? Obviously, my daughter has tragically passed. But I think about the principles of success. And I could quite easily say, no, I don't want to talk to any of the media. And any of the media would understand. They say, oh, well, we understand that you're just not, you can't talk about it, it's painful, etc. But instead, I've said, no, I want to make a difference here. And while there is momentum now, then let's jump on that bandwagon. And that's what I'm hoping to do to achieve some positive outcomes. But I'm also aware that when you step into the limelight like this, that I will be criticised by the institution that tried to help my daughter, because I've said in, it came out more harshly in the ABC interview, that I've been blamed for my daughter's illness. Now, that's the reality. Now, they may deny that and say, oh, well, no one did that. And who did it? I can tell you who did it. But from day one, that was how I was treated. And her mum had a different treatment than I did. But my point is, I know that there is going to be flack that comes my way, because you stand up and you say something, and now it's in the media. I don't know that I'm prepared for that yet. We'll, I guess, see what happens. But if you focus on the principles of success, right? So what I'm doing is making sure that I'm still taking care of myself. Now, I had a break from my strength training last week. Just couldn't do it. I went to the gym a few times, but rather than doing my strength training, actually, I did one session. I mainly did cardio.
Oh, pardon me.
Just jumped on the treadmill and, just spent some time, in my thoughts and processing things and planning and stuff. That's all I did in that space. I'm getting back into it. This week, I've set some challenge. So, again, thinking about foundations. Last night, planned out my day. 5 success outcomes that I want to achieve today. Already achieved a few of those. But one of them that I made for myself is to start to think about some goals that I want to achieve for my health and fitness now. What are some things to allow me to get back into, you know, eventually getting to my peak of fitness and health again? I'm giving myself probably another 3 weeks or so where I'm just kind of going through the motions with my workouts and stuff, but I want to use the next 3 weeks to create some momentum to say, okay, so by week four, bang, I want to hit my sessions really hard. I want to make sure that my nutrition is back on track and I'm making you know, some better choices. I'm making sure that I'm eating all my meals, some snacks and so forth, of foods that maybe people are giving me. You know, I'm not having those because they're not probably getting me closer to where I want to be with my health. They're getting me further away. I've entered another Isobody challenge. I've done that this morning because I know that that helps me create focus. So I'm going to do that again as well. And I just want to create some more momentum for me in the things that are important for me about my health. And the other aspects of success, relationships, right? What am I doing right now with the media, all the media stuff? I'm building these, you know, strong relationships with those people. I'm building some relationships with some parliamentarians. I'm asking for connections with people. And my podcasts are being interrupted by phone calls. So what I'm doing, the principle, building the relationships with every connection that I have in the media, I'm asking them, who else can they connect me with so that we can make this story bigger? And in doing that, I am finding that I'm getting some traction. And now somebody else is trying to call. No, they've gone away. Leave me alone, people. So, you know, again, I'm finding these, the principles of success that I'm now doing at a higher level. And it's really cool the way that that is paying off. I'm going to have to come back to you. Oh my goodness, this has been so disjointed today. So many interruptions. So I guess what I'm trying to say to you today is that every day I'm striving for success. Every day I'm using the principles that I speak about from time to time about what drives success. And I think one of the big ones I'm using right now is to do with relationships. And whenever I'm connected with someone, like the media is reaching out to me, it's like, do you know how many years I have been reaching out to the media and, you know, they'll run a story or they won't run a story or whatever. And it's like when the media comes to you to want to do a story, then it's like, wow, really? Now you're coming. And yeah, and it's come at the, yeah, at the time of the tragedy in my life. But I'm trying to make a difference with that. And so with every connection that I'm having, I'm asking that person, can you connect me to someone else so that we can share the story? And so coming up with the right narrative for that so that people can do more in this space, gain a more of an understanding, give more support. We can get, if you can get more eyes on a problem, you can get some more solution-based thinking. And I think that's what the space is really missing. And so there's a few articles come out since I pressed pause on this for like 50 minutes ago. There's been conversations going on in social media that I'm being tagged in, and people are sending me messenger messages, emails, text messages. Like there's just so much going on. I got an email from a complete stranger who saw the article in The Sun, looked up my details, and then has reached out to me. And so there's just so much going on there. But I think so what's next? I don't know what is next. And it feels like now there's two big stories out there in the media at the moment. Is another network going to pick this up? Am I going to be contacted by other media channels in the next few days. I would suggest I will. And, you know, what does all that mean? Is there going to be some negative press associated with this? How do I still navigate my grief for my daughter? You know, is the messaging right? Should I have more impactful messaging, pardon me, as part of when I'm speaking to the media? Because I haven't had any media training. Should I be doing something else, saying something else to ensure we have a greater impact? I don't know the answer to that. I guess I'm learning as we go along with this. But I'm also knowing that I need to be continuing to do those things that make me successful, and that is making sure that I'm taking care of my health and my wellness, making sure that I'm doing those things. Because that, for me, is the foundation for my success. If I'm unwell, I can't do any of these things. And so I need to stay strong. I need to stay focused. And I need to allow that time for me to grieve as well. I mean, this weekend, it's Monday right now. This weekend is gone. I had, in my mind, created a completely different scenario for what the weekend would look like. The live service was on Thursday. I thought, okay, I've got a busy time up to Saturday. Saturday kind of late morning. And then I would spend the time recovering, not doing much, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I couldn't have been further wrong. I mean, I've been nonstop since then from different obligations, media obligations, photos, interviews, et cetera. As well as having conversations with different, you know, just different people. And it's just, it's been a lot to really just process. So I'm there, and now Whiskers wants a, that's my cat, Whiskers wants a piece of me now too. So it's nonstop, but it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. If you find the key foundations that I talk about here for your success, and you remain focused every day on just getting better, then I think you're going to be successful in what you do. And right now I've allowed my health to, probably more my food choices and everything. The last 2 years has been hell. And, you know, I've tried to take the best care that I can of myself. And in this last month that Liv's been passed, the food has been my biggest challenge. And eating enough of the right foods, etc. And then, you know, each day I've just been focusing on, okay, well, let me just try and get in. At the start, it was like those four meals. Let me try and drink as much water as I can in between, because it hasn't stopped from the time that I got the phone call that you need to go to hospital to see Liv because she's about to pass away. From that moment until now, it's been nonstop, from doing everything to organise for Liv's cremation, and then the memorial service, and then just taking care of my own needs, just preparing everything for, you know, for her, and then making sure her sister's okay and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I've got to make sure that I'm okay in there as well. So I haven't really had the chance to stop and do nothing. And, you know, I'm not a stop and do nothing type of person. But I am conscious of, you know, burning myself out and not, I suppose, just creating so much distraction around me that I don't stop and really reflect on it. So why am I talking about this to the media? Let's not lose sight of the fact that, you know, I've lost a beautiful daughter here and she doesn't get to celebrate the life and have an impact. I do feel an obligation to do the work that perhaps she may have gone on to do. I don't know the answer. But I don't know what it's going to look like. Like this time last week, I could not have described where I am this week. This time next week, who knows what that is going to look like. Maybe it means I'm travelling interstate to appear on TV somewhere. I don't know. But the principles stay the same. Well, it's all about building relationships. So with these media people that I've been speaking with, one thing that I've made really clear, and they have been really sensitive, even the photographer, like very sensitive, and I've said to them, look, I really appreciate that. That's lovely that you're doing it that way, because I want this to be respectful to live and not just sensationalised. And yeah, each of the ladies that I've spoken to have been like really sweet, really gentle and loving, and you know, genuinely caring, which is nice. So I've appreciated that. So if you're listening to this and you're in the media and you want to reach out to me, just make sure that you're respectful and acknowledge the fact that, you know, this is a really difficult time. I've lost a daughter here. And don't just try and grab a story for the sake of it. So on that note, you know how to get in touch with me. I'm not going to say it here today. You know how to get in touch with me at thementaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. And I want you to stay safe and stay healthy, and just look after yourself and look after your family. See you tomorrow.